And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Good news about America's youth today, as a new Barna study shows more than 3/4 of teens actually want to learn about Jesus. Turns out they're not interested in youth group games or entertainment. They're looking for real answers after watching secular humanism fail their parents' generation. The study finds that 52% are very motivated, with another 25% somewhat motivated to keep learning about Jesus throughout their lives. The catch is, these teens need solid biblical teaching, not just feel-good spirituality, and churches had better step up before these teens start looking for answers in all the wrong places. The governor of Connecticut has clearly missed the memo, announcing that birth control vending machines will be available on campuses like they're selling candy bars. What he's not mentioning is how dangerous Plan B is, ending early pregnancies under certain conditions. The governor claims that this makes Connecticut the best place for women, but installing abortion pill vending machines sounds more like making it the most dangerous. Meanwhile, Amazon is also in the news, paying $4 million for stealing the tips of their drivers. Apparently, one of the richest companies in the world couldn't resist dipping into the tip jar between 2016 and 2019, using customer tips as a way to subsidize promised wages. And your tax dollars are hard at work at the National Science Foundation, where 27% of recent grants went to DEI projects rather than actual science. We're talking over $2 billion that could have gone to cancer research being spent on studies claiming physics and peer review are racist. No wonder the public trust in scientists has dropped like a rock. Coca-Cola's in the news as well, as they keep continuing to push their woke agenda, even partnering with groups and donating $150,000 to the Transgender Law Center, while some companies like Google are finally waking up and dropping their diversity quotas. An Idaho Army National Guard officer is fighting for what his lawyers call a no Christians in command policy after getting kicked out of leadership for expressing his faith during a mayoral campaign. Major David Worley passed every investigation with flying colors, but apparently believing what the Bible says about gender makes you an extremist these days. After speaking out against drag queen story hours and gender transitions for kids, a subordinate who had met him twice claimed to feel threatened by his beliefs. Even after an investigation found no wrongdoing, commanders labeled his Christian views as toxic. Remember those University of Pennsylvania female swimmers forced to share locker rooms with a male teammates? Well, they're finally getting their day in court with a Title IX lawsuit. And that is today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, you can also subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.